Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, the Kevin Smith Best of Care show. Thank you, Kevin, for hosting us.
Thank you very much.
Great. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And our next guest, let's see if I can get this all right, is Tim Barry, a partner at Bloom Shapiro.
Very good. Thank you very much.
And we're going to talk about the first year tax cuts and the corporate pass-through, correct?
Correct.
Well, those are subjects I'm very interested in. Where do you want to start?
Well, I guess I could give you an overview.
Yeah, that would be great.
Great.
Of what's new. And I guess the answer to that question is everything. Everything starting from the format of the tax form itself. The 1040 was completely redesigned this past year, the first large redesign in decades. And a lot of people were a little caught off guard. The form was redesigned to look like a postcard, which was part of the Congress's and the President's, plan is to make taxes as simple as you can that you can file on a postcard. So the first two pages of the 1040 look like a postcard, and then all of the real details are on six supplemental schedules. So a lot of clients who are used to just looking at a two-page 1040 now had to kind of feed through six different schedules to get to that same information.
So are you saying that it's superficially simplified, but in reality it's more complicated?
For some people, yes. For some people who really have simple tax situations, they can just fill out the first two pages, and it does look like a postcard. But for many taxpayers, it's just more appearance than substance.
So beyond the 1040, what else is new?
So there is an awful lot new this year, starting with the fact that most taxpayers took the standard deduction this past year. That was caused by a couple things. First of all, the standard deduction itself doubled. But more importantly, a lot of deductions the taxpayers were used to taking went away. They were either limited or eliminated in totality.
And what has been the feedback from your own clients with respect to some of those eliminations? Are you experiencing a lot of positive or negative feedback about that?
Good question.
I think there's a lot of negative feedback, particularly in regards to the limits on the state and local tax deduction. In the past, you could deduct your state and local income tax, real estate taxes, excise taxes.
Right.
And now the total deduction for those items is limited to $10,000. So you had some people that were in the past deducting $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, and now they were limited to $10,000.
So the squeeze is on.
The squeeze is on. But that was outweighed in some cases by some other parts of the tax law that benefited taxpayers. But if you looked at somebody's Schedule A, which is where the itemized deductions are calculated, they looked far different this year than they ever have in the past. We had some clients that had, you know, $100,000 of itemized deductions in the past, and this year they were taking the standard deduction.
Right.
So is it, I like to simplify, is it fair to say that maybe small business is being squeezed, but if you're wealthy and you're estate planning, you're in a better place?
Yeah, that there are advantages. You know, you mentioned estate planning.
Right.
Certainly the estate tax exemptions doubled.
Right.
So it takes a lot of taxpayers out of the federal estate tax. There's still a Massachusetts estate tax for people
right.
who reside here. But certainly that was a big savior for a lot of people on the estate tax side.
Interesting. What about the corporate pass-through? Okay. Can we go a little bit more in depth on that?
Sure. There was a new deduction this year. It was called the Qualified Business Income Deduction, or the QBI deduction. And that is a 20% deduction for qualified business income. And qualified business income just generally is income from a trade or business. There are certain types of trades or businesses, however, that don't qualify 100%. Those are called specified service businesses, things such as accountants and lawyers, people who are more professionals, doctors. Their income, unless their income is below a certain threshold, they can't avail themselves of the deduction. But for other taxpayers, that was a big windfall. They were able to take their net income from trades or businesses and take a deduction equal to 20% of that amount.
Wow.
You know, most business owners tell me that, again, like Kevin, that recruiting is the hardest thing, that the cost of recruiting is going up, the cost of health care is going up, the benefits are going up. But the deductions and the taxes aren't really there for them on the other side. Do you feel that your clients are really struggling more than they were before?
Well, Yes and no. On the business side, there weren't too many changes to the deductions. One of them was entertainment expenses.
Right.
Those are no longer deductible. They used to be 50% deductible, so there's a little bit of a squeeze there. But for a business, generally they're able to deduct the same things that they were able to deduct before.
Now, how have these changes helped you with client planning moving forward after you've gone through the changes after tax season? Are you now advising your clients differently?
We are. And going back again to the standard deduction piece of it, for clients who are now subject to the standard deduction, they're not getting any benefit from things such as charitable contributions. So we've been doing a lot of planning in regards to how a client can still give to charity, but maybe get a benefit, a tax benefit from doing that. Hmm. And there are other strategies that we've been working with. One is for taxpayers who are over age 70 and a half. They're allowed to make charitable contributions directly from their IRA account. And for those taxpayers, even if they take the standard deduction, they're able to reduce their taxable income by having some of their IRA go directly to charity.
That's interesting.
And for others who aren't over 70 and a half, we can bunch deductions. So while they may have been making charitable contributions at a set amount each year, maybe they make 2 or 3 years worth of contributions in 1 year so that they get over the standard deduction, are able to itemize, take a deduction for the charity, and then in the intervening years, they claim the standard deduction.
And what is that waterline if they're going to do 3 years in 1 year? Is there an amount?
Well, it depends. The standard deduction for a joint couple is $24,000. So if you take that plus their $10,000 state and local tax, plus if they have a mortgage, you'd have to figure out how close they are to that $24,000, and then you would bunch your charitable contribution in an amount to get over that
right.
in that particular year.
So, Tom, sorry, I'm going to turn the topic around. Let's learn a little bit about you. Who's Tom? How did you get into this field? Were you always a tax accountant?
Well, I'm not sure who Tom is. I'm Tim. But
sorry about that.
But
let me ask you again this question because we can fix that. So, Tim, tell us a little bit about yourself. Were you always a tax accountant?
Pretty much since the end of the Civil War. I started a long time ago, right out of college. Started at a local firm, and I've been working with taxes for probably about 30 years now.
Wow. And so that was always the goal?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, indirectly, I started in public accounting, did some audit work, and soon thereafter, I realized I didn't like the audit work, and I liked the tax work better. So I've been doing that pretty much my entire career.
Wow, interesting. So do you think there are other changes along, you know, down that we could be expecting?
I'm sure of it. You know, every time there's a change in Congress, every time there's a presidential election, things change. I know that Congress was talking about a second version of tax reform, and, you know, that's been being kicked about. And you have to remember, too, that most of the individual provisions that I've discussed today, they're only in the law temporarily
right.
through the year 2025. So after that point, things revert back to the old law. Unless Congress takes additional action. So it seems like every year or 2 years, there's something different going on in the law, and I think you can bet on that there will be changes in the future.
Wow. Again, everybody, we've been speaking with Tim Barry, partner at Bloom Shapiro. If somebody was looking for you, how would they do that?
Well, they can find me. I'm in the Quincy office at Bloom Shapiro. They can call our phone number there. I don't know if that information is being given to the crew here. And just
If you're here with Mark Z, who's not here today, he always likes people to give their phone numbers. So if you wanted to do that, feel free to do it.
781-610-1214 is my direct line.
Great. And the firm website, we can find them at just Bloom Shapiro, correct?
BloomShapiro.com, correct.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today. I want to thank our host, Kevin Smith, from Best of Care. We're going to take a break. Remind everybody this is Radio Entrepreneurs.